Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the upcoming events that I'm going to be participating in. And I wanted to give it some shine. I wanted to talk about it because I think this is a really important event that I want to see you guys register and come to for a variety of reasons. And we're going to be diving into it in today's episode. So the event that is coming up is the Flow Business and the Bahama Telecommunications Business. They're putting on an event called Innovation Small Business Fridays. And it is a series of events that's going to be happening for the entire month of October. And when I was approached to be a part of this event, and they told me what they wanted to do, I was able to give them some of my input on some of the themes that, you know, should kind of be included. And the final concept of this event, I thought, was actually really dope. And I really do believe that the attendees that are going to be coming to this event, I think they're going to get a whole lot of value. So let's talk about this event. Let's talk about Innovation Small Business Fridays. And again, it to me, we have... It's October 2021. And we've gone to a lot of events. We've sat through a wide variety of lives, webinars, you name it, we've sat through it. And I've gotten to a point where, I mean, I've been a part of so many events, but it's hard to watch a lot of these events because they are built around being talk shops. And yeah, you know, some people sprinkle in some gems and that's all fine and good, but the whole premise of the event is really a talk shop. And this was one of the things that when I had spoke with Flo about when they're asking my input, is like, yo, this, it just can't be a talk shop. We got to do some stuff here. It's got to be hands-on. Like, we got to take people through a journey. People need to come to this event and have a starting point, a middle point, and an end point. People need to leave with some real tangible things. Because if you guys are throwing an event to bring people to talk to us, to talk about what we should be doing, or to talk about their history and whatnot, like, oh my God, I'm over it. I'm in a lot of these events that I'm over half the events that I'm a part of because I can only control what I can control, right? So let's dive into it. So the Flow Business and the Bahama Telecommunications Business Innovation Small Business Fridays. The idea behind it is kind of like I said, like they are going to be giving you a starting point, a middle point, and an ending point to building an online business, to building your presence, to becoming a personality, to treat your brand like a business and not just something you throw up on social media and hope for the best. Take pretty pictures, try to get all the likes and followers that you can get, but not really building a solid business around your idea, right? And so let's go into some of the keynote speakers that are going to be speaking at this event. First up, so like I said, this event is a month-long event. So on October 8th, that is tomorrow, right? That is tomorrow. Allison Hynes, the Soca queen, the Caribbean queen Allison Hynes, is going to be keynoting tomorrow's session at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I've always thought of Allison Hynes as just the Soca star. It's only when she got put on the card and I was like, Allison Hynes? What is Allison Hynes doing here? Is she going to be singing? No, it turns out Allison Hynes is quite the businesswoman herself. And I thought it was so amazing. And I mean, it makes sense because she's been around forever. Not everybody that, you know, launches a career in soca music, especially, you know, can stand the test of time. You have some folks that, I mean, they made such hit songs that, you know, the nostalgia factor will always be there, so they're always going to get booked. But she has been, you know, at the forefront of the soca music scene for a long time. And it's not just because of her music. It's all of the work that she has done around her music and building a business around what she is known for, right? So Allison Hynes is not just a musician anymore. You know, there is a whole brand and business around her. So just seeing some of the things that she's a part of, she has a foundation for diabetes, HIV, AIDS awareness, women's rights. Beautiful, love it. Learning that she was the first business and professional woman for the BPW ambassador for the entire Caribbean region, I thought was dope. So, like, I'm really interested to hear Allison Hynes speak because I want to know what are some of the systems and things she has built around the Allison Hynes brand to be doing this for so long, right? So I'm very excited to hear from her. Let me go in order of how they're appearing. So October the 8th is Allison Hynes. Then October the 15th is Trisha Kusal. And she's the president of the TT Manufacturing Association here in Trinidad and Tobago. So, I mean, she is going to be talking a lot about the manufacturing sector in Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm very interested. I'm interested to hear what she has to say because right now everybody should be thinking export. Like, you need to be building your presence online and building your brand online and taking your business digital so people can find you around the world. But then the big question is, okay, so if somebody has found me and they have paid me, you know, how are we, you know, getting a lot of the products that we produce? How are we getting those things outside? You know, what are some of the resources right here in Trinidad that we have access to create and build our own products? So again, I think she's going to be coming with some really good stuff. And again, much needed. And Kusals is a very reputable name. It's a very big name in Trinidad and Tobago. So again, I'm excited to hear what Trisha Kusal has to say and what her keynote's going to be about. Next up, now this is the name that when I see on the card, I was like, yo, Flo has to know something I don't know. They have to know something that I don't know. Because on October 22nd, we have Grace Hamilton. And for some of y'all who is like, Grace Hamilton, like Grace Products? Nah, Spice. Spice is keynoting October 22nd. Listen to me. I ain't lying to tell you. I have a whole asterisk on October 22nd. Like, I have to hear what Spice has to say because we know what Spice is known for. Spice is known for her, you know, or most popularly known for her music. And we know Spice, We know Spice Music is, you know, a little on the raunchy side. Cool, no problem, right? She does her thing, right? So, again, just to see her name on this card, on this business card, I was like, Spice? Okay, well, clearly there's more to Spice than even, than I don't know, right? So, when the breakdown for what she's going to be talking about came out, I was like, okay, this is dope, you know? She has her own businesses. She's a philanthropist as well. She's worked with some of the biggest names in the music industry, like Maya, Busta Rhymes, Missy Elliott. And she has built this massive global brand around Spice. So we know that there's a lot of, you know, IG models. We know that there's a lot of, you know, raunchy behavior on the internet, right? So you can't just be raunchy or flamboyant or out there. You can't just be out there and create a global brand. Like it doesn't work like that, right? Otherwise, you know, a lot of these IG models would have longevity and they'd be making a lot of money in the process. Spice has stood the test of time. Spice has been around for quite some time, right? She's been around for quite some time. And she has built a very, very, very thriving business around her brand. So from that side of things, it's piqued my interest. Because again, in order for you to be around this long and to have been able to penetrate the amount of markets that she has, we've seen people like her come and go. The people have come before her, have come after her, and have not lasted. So I'm really interested to hear Spice. I think Spice is the number one person I want to hear from, because like I just feel like it was so unexpected for her to be on this card, because I've never seen her in that light. So now that I'm going to have the opportunity to hear her speak and talk the business side, we're not going to be talking about the story, you know, where she come from, how she grew up, you know. They're gonna be talking about the business side of Spice. So I'm really, really, really interested to hear Spice's keynote. And again, that is coming up on October 22nd. So I got that down as, yo, whenever my segment is, you know, I need to pay attention to Spice. And then I could, you know, focus on my thing. So I'll be tuning in on that. And then the fourth keynote. So like I said, this is a month-long series of events. The fourth keynote speaker is happening on October 29th, and that is with Natasha Main, who is an attorney and motivational speaker from Le Bahamas. And you know what? I'm interested in hearing her as well, because I feel like I haven't heard or seen much from the Bahamas, and even for my own... just for my own exposure. Like, I want to learn more about the islands. I want to see more from other Caribbean islands. Like, I mean, I hear a lot from Trinidad. I hear a lot from Jamaica. But I want to hear more from some of the other islands and see, you know, what their perspectives are, where they're coming from, and just take in some of their contributions. So I'm really interested to see what Natasha Main is bringing to the table. She went to school in the States. She did her degrees in New York. She did her doctorate in Florida, right? And she's from the Bahamas. So again, she's gonna be able to have a nice contrasting perspective of, you know, life in the Bahamas, what's happening in the Bahamas, you know, being in the States and kind of meshing all of that together. So again, I'm very interested to see what she has to say. I think all the keynote speakers are chosen for some really good things that one way or the next, I'm interested for a variety of different reasons. So excited to see Natasha Main too. So those are the keynote speakers for those four dates, and they kick off each of the days that this is happening, right? So this is happening on every Friday for October, and they kick off each of the sessions. And then we get into the hands-on workshops. So like I said, one of the things I told Flo is I'm like, yo, this can't just be talk shops, because if it's talk shops, man, we over it. If I just got to sit here and listen to people, I don't even do that, right? I'm over it. So, you know, let's get some hands-on stuff in. So they have four hands-on workshops, and all four of these workshops are must-attend. Like, you have to attend them. If you are building a business in the Caribbean, if you are trying to build digitally and creating digital products or digital services, or you are creating physical products, you have to attend all of these sessions. So session number one is going to be done by WePay, and they're going to be diving into increasing your sales and accepting digital payments and how their platform works, how the tool works. And I know many, many of you are asking the question, you know, how does WePay work? How can they maximize WePay? How can they get the most out of WePay? You know, how do we get in touch with WePay? I know you guys have a lot of questions about WePay and want to know exactly, you know, what it is, how it works, and how to integrate it within your business, right? So you want to check out that workshop with WePay. That's going to be done by Christabel Brown, and she runs their WeShops department, right? And then the second workshop is going to be done by Carib Shopper, and it's going to feature the CEO, Katie and Preston. And he is going to be showing you how to expand your clientele by selling products to the US, the UK, and Canada. So Carib Shopper is its own platform itself. You would put your physical products on their platform. They handle all of the payments. They handle the logistics, getting your products from you and to the clients within 3 to 5 business days in the US, the UK, and Canada. So you definitely want to see that workshop, because we have so many people, so many artisans who are creating amazing products in the Caribbean, and they need to be able to tap into the markets like the US, the UK, and Canada. And Carib Shopper pays you out in US dollars as well. And then if you don't have a US cash account in your country, then they do pay you out in your local currency. But their first method of payment is to pay you out in US dollars. So again, it's a great way to earn foreign exchange as well for yourself and for your country, right? So you don't want to miss the Carib Shopper workshop and learn how to sell using their platform. Then we move over to Virgin Atlantic. This is one of Richard Branson's companies. We got Hannah Swift, and Hannah Swift is the VP. I don't want to butcher her title. So let me just get that right quick. So Hannah Swift is the country manager for Virgin Atlantic. All right. And Hannah is going to be diving into the best practices for building your digital channels, like your website, your social media, your content. And she is going to be covering, you know, things like, you know, building your story, how to showcase your story online, and really how to grow your digital channels. And I mean, this is the country manager for Virgin Atlantic. Virgin is one of the top companies in the world. Okay, so there's a lot of good things that Hannah is going to bring to the table and show you. And I mean, Virgin Atlantic has been doing such an amazing job for so long. So again, you don't want to miss that session with Hannah Swift. Using your website, getting your social media together and content to showcase and build your business. You don't want to miss that. In terms of the workshops, I'm most excited for hers. And what the reason I say most excited for me personally is because I work with Katie and Preston, so I do things with Katie, and so I have a good idea about Carib Shopper, right? I do work with WePay, plus I use the WePay services, and I teach people how to use the WePay services, any of my clients that wants to do e-commerce within, you know, any of the countries that WePay works in. I'm usually teaching people how WePay works within their business, right? So I have a good idea as to where Cristobal is going to be coming from. So cool, no problem. So that is why I say I'm most excited to hear from Hannah, because I want to see, you know, some of the things that they do within Virgin with respect to their websites, their content, and maximizing on the digital channels. I'm going to have my notebook out as well. And last but not least, we got your boy, Mr. Rose. He's going to be talking about marketing on a dime, creating cost-effective marketing campaigns. Lord of his mercy. So I'll be there. I will be diving into marketing on a budget. And if this is your first time watching me in action in a workshop, you know, I like to bring the sauce. I like to bring the vibes. I like to bring the energy. But most importantly, I am Mr. A. I'm broke. How do I market my business? I got to learn how to do it myself. So all of those years of not having a budget and being broke, and I couldn't afford to take out a Google ad or pay for a Facebook ad, I had to learn ways to market my business without spending any money. I'm laughing because I know the pain that I went through. Man, the amount of learning and testing and trials and tribulations I had to go through because I had no money to spend on marketing. All the books I had to read, the courses I had to do, all of the forums I had to read and blogs I had to subscribe to and email lists and YouTube videos. Oh my gosh. It was a lot. But my session is really going to be combining, you know, everything that I've learned over, you know, the last how many years about digital marketing and creating campaigns on a budget and building your digital channels on a budget, collecting data and leveraging that data to turn into a plan, you know, on a budget. And when I say budget, I'm going to be showing you all of the things that I did with no money. So my goal is by the time you leave my workshop, you should be able to implement everything right away, because I'm not going to be showing you anything that requires you to spend shmoney. Nothing I'm going to be showing you in my session is going to require you to spend shmoney. So just to kind of bring it all home, right? The goal really is to elevate your business, grow it online, be able to sell your products digitally and export your products. There is also going to be a competition for you to pitch your business. And I don't have the full details as to how they're doing it, but I do know that there's going to be a panel where you're going to be able to pitch your business. I don't know if it's a business idea or if it's your current business, and however that works, they're going to be diving into that come tomorrow. So you guys want to register? You could. I'll put the link within the show notes as well. But whether it is a brand new business idea or whether it is your current business that is in operation but you're pitching it, there's going to be a panel. And that panel is going to give out cash and prizes. And I think either the winner of the pitch contest, I think they're going to be getting $15,000 US that they could use within their business. So again, make sure you guys register so you guys can hear all the rules to the pitch competition, because I don't know about y'all, but if I could get a 15,000 US right now, shoot, I think I might have to go and pitch my own business. So if I could get $15,000 from my business right now, man, the things that I could do. Man, I think about the things I could do with you with no money. Give me some shmoney and I could do some things. I could do some damage. So register. I'm going to have the link for the Flow Business event in the show notes. So register and learn about the pitch competition, because $15,000 US to any business owner right now, that is good. That's good. That's good money, right? And again, the goal to take your business online so you can get better results. You're also gonna hear from people who have done it, who are doing it, who have a body of work that shows you that they have had years of success. So you're going to be hearing from them as well. And I think everybody that, again, is on board, you can see the body of work and what they have done and what they have accomplished. Like, it's all on display for everybody to see. So all of the speakers, you know, it's not anybody coming to you with just a name or just a title. It's people who have done it, have built something, something that you can see, something that has been around for some time. So the keynote speakers are going to be really good. Then you're going to be able to, you know, learn. You're going to be able to network. And the beautiful thing about this is that they've been pushing this hard within Jamaica, Bahamas, Barbados, and Trinidad. So anybody can come in and register, right? But I know that in terms of, you know, teams on the ground and getting people to register, there's been a heavy push in those four countries. So you're going to be able to network with some of your regional peers and some other experts in other countries as well. And again, the overall goal is to expand your business acumen, learn some new digital skills. This is going to give you guys a starting point as to where to begin and how that business should kind of flow and give you what the end result should look like. All right. So don't forget, this event is for the month of October. It starts tomorrow, October 8th, and it'll be happening on October 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Register for this event. It is free. There is no cost to this event. There is a limited amount of seating, so you don't want to be left out. And again, I felt it was important for me to come and talk about this event, not just because I'm on it, but also because this is an event that I know there's going to be a lot of hands-on work to be done. There's a lot of tangible things that you're going to be able to take away and implement right away. Too often we go to all these webinars and it's just talk shops. It might be good talk. They might have a quotable. They might say something that, you know, makes sense and clicks, but they're never really built for hands-on work for you to begin implementing right away. And I know that when the team put this together, the focus was on, hey, everything that you do and say needs to have some form of tangibility for people to be able to implement right away, right? I fed up show the team my presentation because they just want to make sure that they're ensuring that everything that we put down are things that are tangible and that you can implement, right? So the team is making sure that everything is tangible. If I hear the word tangible one more time, because they be reviewing our presentations and they're like, okay, we see the tangible things that you are talking about. There's these tangible aspects people can put to use right away. Everything is about tangibility in this workshop. So go register, check this out. It's going to be one of the it's going to be one of the better ones for the year, especially. And it doesn't matter where you are, whether you are just starting out, if you have a business and that's been doing good for quite some time, but now you need to expand digitally. You need to learn how to, you know, get your products out of the country and tap into other markets. There's something for everybody, regardless of the stage of business that you are in. All right. So hit the link in the show notes. Go and register for the Innovation Small Business Fridays brought to you by Flow Business and the Bahama Telecommunications Business Company. All right. That is it from me today, folks. I hope to see you guys in my workshop. And if you guys heard the podcast and jump into my session, let me know that you guys heard the podcast and that's the reason why you guys are here when you pull up in my session. And the workshops, okay, one thing before I wrap this up. While the keynote speakers are speaking just once on their specific day, the workshops, we are going to be there throughout the month, right? But if you listen to, you know, and the workshops are going to be happening simultaneously. So you'll be able to do 1 week, WePay, 1 week, Virgin Atlantic, 1 week, me, 1 week, Carib Shopper. That way, you know, you're not, usually you might go to an event and we would all be presenting on the exact same day, back to back to back. So you might have, you know, 5-6 hours of back to back workshops. And by the end of the first workshop, you're like, man, I don't want to learn anymore. I'm good. So they structured it this way because everybody's workshop, like I said, is supposed to be built in a very tangible way. That way you could implement the things that they are talking about. And they don't want to overload your brain with all of the information in one day. So you're going to have a keynote and you're going to have a workshop, right? Rather than keynote, 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 workshop, 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 workshop. That's a long day. So they've broken it up really nicely and they spread it out over the month. So each keynote speaker is going to be speaking on one specific day. So you guys can mark those dates down to see who you need to see. And the workshops are going to be happening every week, but they're simultaneous. They're happening simultaneously. So 1 week you could do, you know, my workshop. The next week you can do Virgin Atlantic. The next week you can do and so forth and so forth. All right. They broke it up really nicely. So I just wanted to add that in there. So go register. I will see you guys in the workshop. As usual, make sure that you guys are sharing the good word about the Digipreneur FM podcast. Drop a review on any of your podcast directories. Those reviews help the podcast grow. You could rate the podcast as well. And you could follow me on any social media platform at Karen Rose. I'm most active on Instagram, LinkedIn. You can catch me on Facebook as well. And then Twitter, I'm starting to get more into Twitter as well. And you can go to the digipreneur.fm website, subscribe there, and that way you never miss an episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. That is it from me, folks. The series of workshops starts October the 8th. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Make sure you guys register. See y'all. Keep good and take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.